Greetings, green viewers, to today's episode of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring an interview with Commissioner Frank Avila of the Board of Commissioners of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, USA, about water quality, conservation, and protection. Commissioner Avila, a vegan, worked as a professional engineer and land surveyor for 40 years. Then, in 2002, he was elected to the board and for the past 8 years has strived to provide safe water for the 5 million residents of Cook County, Illinois, USA. Commissioner Avila also produces and hosts the TV program Commissioner Frank Avila Speaks, which examines such important issues of our day as environmental protection, public health, and organic farming.
Well, the overall responsibility is, one, we treat wastewater. Mm-hmm. Two is we protect our water supply. What's our water supply? Lake Michigan. We have to ensure that no one is polluting Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. We manage flooding. We have control over stormwater management here in Cook County. These are the functions that we do.
As part of its mission, the board also focuses on water conservation. In the USA, average residential outdoor water use, such as watering lawns and plants, accounts for nearly 30% of total residential water usage, with it being nearly 60% in California, USA. Across the world, rainwater harvesting is gaining popularity as a way to address water shortages that nearly all nations are facing due to climate change. Harvesting can also prevent municipal drainage systems from flooding and protect streams and rivers from runoff pollution.
What we're doing here at the district is we're trying to conserve water. We're selling 55-gallon rain barrels that our residents could buy from us at a very nominal fee. And when it rains, the water will come down the downspout into the rain barrel, and they can use that water to water their lawn, their plants, because really that water is sufficient. Instead of using the drinking water that they have in their house, mm-hmm. they can conserve water that way. Mm-hmm. Do you need to take a shower for 5 minutes or 10 minutes? No, you don't need to take that water. When you brush your teeth, turn off the faucet. We need to help the water to survive. Mm-hmm. We, the human beings, mm-hmm. we need to help water. The water is helping us to live, so in turn we should help the water.
The board is a world leader in wastewater management, as the commissioner now explains.
My duties as a commissioner is to set policies, procedure, and approve contracts to protect our water environment here in Cook County. Mm-hmm. We have 7 wastewater plants here in Cook County. 3 are the largest in the United States, and 1 is the largest in the world.
Wow.
We have people from all over the world come and see how we treat wastewater. What is wastewater? Well, wastewater is human waste, industrial waste, and stormwater that comes into our system.
Water pollution is one of the most serious problems humanity faces. In many nations, untreated sewage and toxins from industrial and agricultural operations contaminate water bodies and cause serious health conditions and fatalities. The United Nations Children's Fund and the World Health Organization estimate that nearly 1 billion people lack access to safe water and 2.5 billion lack adequate sanitation. Adequate sanitation is defined as having a sanitary facility that ensures hygienic separation of human waste from human contact. Globally, 1 child under the age of 5 dies from a waterborne disease every 20 seconds, with 43% of all water-related deaths due to diarrhea.
The health risk is that you could get diarrhea, skin fungus, fever, t- tiredness, worms, hepatitis. If we don't have clean water, this could occur. People in the third world countries are dying because they don't have clean water, and they could have some of this type of disease that I just mentioned.
Humans are not the only ones who depend on clean water sources to survive. The health of global freshwater ecosystems reflects the overall health of our Earth. According to the United Nations Environment Program, from 1970 to 1999, the Freshwater Species Population Index, which measures the average change over time in the populations of 194 species of freshwater birds, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, and fish from across the globe, fell by nearly 50%.
As a human being, we need what? We need water and air and food to live. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing with the aquatic life. They need dissolved oxygen, they need food, and they need water to live. Mm-hmm. And that's how you could determine the quality of the planet also.
Many are not aware of the detrimental impact of cosmetics and medicines entering our water bodies. It has been demonstrated that these substances harm the reproductive capacity of some fish species, and many instances of mutated amphibians and birds have been found as well.
When you intake pharmaceutical drugs, it doesn't absorb in your body, it eliminates from your waste, it goes into our wastewater plants, it goes back onto the environment, our personal care products, what you put on your skin. There's a book out there called Toxic Beauty. And what that means is that we all want to look beautiful. So we put toxic chemicals on ourselves so we can look gorgeous. And this is toxic that when you take a shower, it comes into our system. Mm-hmm. Then what happens in our system? It combines in our system and forms a new compound, a synthetic compound that is harmful for the environment.
After this brief message, we'll return with more from our interview with Commissioner Frank Avila about Earth's precious water. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Planet Earth, our loving home, here on Supreme Master Television. Our program today features a talk with Commissioner Frank Avila of the Board of Commissioners of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, USA, about water conservation and protection. Oceanic dead zones, where fish and other marine life cannot survive, are created by the condition of hypoxia, or reduced dissolved oxygen content. The wastewater from factory farms is continuously increasing the size of the approximately 18,000 square kilometer dead zone at the Gulf of Mexico, one of the largest dead zones in the world.
When we treat our wastewater in one of our seven plants, we treat it and we'll discharge that into the Des Plaines River. From the Des Plaines River, it goes into the Illinois River. From the Illinois River, it goes into Mississippi, and the Mississippi goes down into the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. So what we do here up in Cook County might have an effect all the way down the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to make sure that the way we treat our wastewater is sufficient, that we don't create any pollutants as it travels along down the Gulf of Mexico. And what do you have at the end of the Gulf of Mexico? A dead zone, the size of the state of Massachusetts. Now, what is creating this dead zone? Well, you have a dissolved oxygen algae, and as a river is traveling to the Gulf of Mexico, what do you have alongside of it? Rural communities, right? And what are they having on these rural communities? They got livestock and crops.
In the U.S., 70% of all antibiotics produced annually are used on livestock. As the animals are made to live in utterly filthy and dangerous disease-laden conditions, one reason the industry uses the drugs is to keep the animals alive until the time of slaughter. This abusive practice not only breeds antibiotic-resistant bacteria, but also devastates our water supply and the oceans.
They found out that these antibiotics will increase the weight of your livestock. So now majority of our pharmaceutical drugs are antibiotics. You would think will go towards the human being to make them healthy, but a large percentage of that will go to a livestock. So the key is that on the livestock, no one checks and treats their manure. I think we're giving the antibiotics and steroids to beat them up faster to bring them to the market. And when they limit their waste, they stay in the manure. When it rains, the runoff will go into the streams, and also this has an effect. And that's why we're having this dead zone at the end of Gulf of Mexico.
Pesticides and herbicides destroy our air, water, and land, and are not necessary to raise crops. Organic vegan farming uses no such toxic substances and produces large, healthy yields of all types of produce.
Dr. Warren Porter, he's a professor at the University of Wisconsin, and we talked about pesticides and herbicides on farms, mm-hmm. on how it's affecting the farm workers. Mm-hmm. He showed a demonstration about a farm in Mexico. Depends on the farms, it flows into the streams. It affects the water quality of that stream. It affects the aquatic life of that stream. Mm-hmm. So it affects everything that we use a lot of pesticides and herbicides.
Following an organic plant-based diet is the best choice to halt climate change and protect and conserve our now scarce water resources.
What does livestock need for them to grow? Livestock needs water. They need food. Mm-hmm. Now, how is the food made? From crops? What does a crop need? Water, mm-hmm. right? They need transportation. They need anything that we do to grow. That's our problem, that we could save a lot of water if we will reduce the amount of meat that we eat, mm-hmm. and probably go towards eating more vegan. Mm-hmm. There, and that will save us an awful lot of water. If you want to be a true vegan, you got organic food, organic farms, should not have all this antibiotics and steroid in their fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And that's the key of staying healthy.
Our respectful appreciation, Commissioner Frank Avila, for your dedicated efforts to safeguard the Earth's limited water supply and the environment. May you continue to successfully do your laudable work and spread the message about the virtues of eating organic vegan foods. For more details on Commissioner Avila, please visit www.mwrd.org. EcoWise viewers, thank you for joining us on today's edition of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your noble endeavors bring greater peace and happiness to all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.